Track 1.25.
As we live in a relatively small city, I don't really think it's particularly dangerous. Just like any medium to small city, I think we are much safer than in the big cities. Of course, one has to be sensible and take the normal precautions. I mean, I wouldn't walk home alone at night, and I wouldn't walk down dark alleys at night. But there isn't anywhere in town I would particularly avoid. It's a pretty safe city.
Yeah, on the whole, I would agree. But actually, there have been a couple of stories in the local papers about some theft and muggings that's been going on lately. So you definitely shouldn't walk alone at night.
Oh yeah, I heard about that report. They say that things are changing and are getting a little dangerous in some parts of the city. Actually, come to think of it, I do have a friend who had her purse snatched while she was walking up one of those side streets off Main Avenue. She was completely taken by surprise, and the fellow, a teenager, ran off so fast that she had no chance of catching him.
I'm sorry to hear that. I hope she didn't get hurt, though.
No, she was fine. It was just her purse with some cash. Luckily, she had forgotten her cell phone at home and her house keys were in her pocket.
Well, we really shouldn't be complacent because we live in a smaller city. We need to take care all the time. When the streets are deserted or in crowded places like the street market, both are dangerous almost in the same way. Pickpockets actually tend to target more crowded places, as it's easier to escape undetected.
But you don't think it's really dangerous, do you? They're not violent people. You just have to be sensible and keep your eyes open and...
Well, I don't know. What if the thieves are carrying knives? If you resist, you could get badly hurt. So that really makes you think, doesn't it?
Well, yes. Actually, now you are making me think twice. Maybe it is a little more dangerous than I had realized. Did you hear about the group of tourists who were robbed last month in the city center? What do you do if you see something like that? You don't really know what's going on, and you don't want to get involved in case you get hurt.
Yes, don't ever try to be the hero. All they want is money, so perhaps the safest thing is to give it to them. It's not worth losing your life for. Did anyone get hurt in the robbery?
No, they just had their wallets and purses stolen. One of the robbers had a knife, but I think it was more to scare them than to hurt them. They did lose all their cash and credit cards, though, so that totally spoiled their vacation, because they had just arrived.
That's the problem with tourists, though. They are so easy to spot. And since they are almost always carrying cash and credit cards, and sometimes don't speak the language, they are vulnerable.
Well, again, the good thing is that nobody got hurt. And I guess you're right. It wouldn't hurt for all of us to be a little more careful.
Yes. And if we had some more police patrols, even just on the main streets, it would scare off any potential robber and give the rest of us more peace of mind.
That's true. We should find out what the city plans to do. That would actually help a lot.